Thank you, Dana. So continuing with our key players, the next key player is the trust reviewer, what we just call the TR. And what the TR does is that person reviews the FO technician's trust resource determination, want to make sure that it's accurate, want to make sure that it adheres to our policy. The reviewer will provide feedback and document the results of their review. So the trust reviewer can either concur with the field office technician, mean that they agree with their resource determination, or they can, what we call non-concurrence, where they disagree with the field office technician's decision. And of course, if necessary, the trust reviewer can contact the regional trust lead for any type of policy clarifications. We know that these trusts are complex legal instruments, and the field office technician is being required to reevaluate that complex document. Then the trust reviewer is being required to evaluate that trust document. So sometimes both of them or either of them may have questions. And so they contact Dana or I as the regional trust lead to provide them with policy clarification. And if necessary, we'll contact our counterparts in headquarters, our policy staff there, if we need further clarifications. Now, as a recommendation, authorized representatives and or attorneys, you should not contact the trust reviewer if you have any inquiry regarding a trust case. Instead, as Dana previously mentioned, you should first contact the FO technician. That's the person who first saw the trust, first evaluated the trust, will ultimately adjudicate that case or clear that RZ. So that's the person that you want to contact if you do have a question concerning a trust, concerning the determination. Now, of course, if further assistance is required and you feel that you're not getting a response or you're not getting the response you think you should receive, then we ask you to attempt contact with the FO management. That can be the supervisor, that can be, we have management support specialists, that could even be the assistant district manager. That's who you should reach out to next if you cannot get an answer from the FO technician. Now, only if the FO technician and FO management, those attempts are unsuccessful, at that point, then we do recommend that you reach out to the RTRT. Now, if it comes to that and that is necessary, please do not contact the regional trust reviewer. Instead, contact Dana or I as a regional trust lead. And that one, what we will do is then review the case, you know, find out who's working on it, find out who should be providing a response, and make sure that response is provided to you. And so speaking of the regional trust lead, that's our next key player. And again, that's the role that Dana and I play for the Dallas region. And what we do is we review all pool trusts. Now, one of our most familiar pool trusts, of course, is the Arc of Texas. But if there's any other pool trust in the entire Dallas region that we come across that we're not familiar with or haven't heard of, then Dana or I will review those type of trusts so that we can get a precedent established on that trust. Also, if the field office technician requests what we call a reevaluation, and what that means is the field office technician and the trust reviewer disagree about whether or not the trust is countable or excluded. So, for example, the field office technician may determine the trust is excluded. However, the trust reviewer says no, the trust is countable, and of course provides the reasons why. But the field office technician still disagrees and feels that the trust is excluded. So in that case, then the RTL gets in the mix, and we're the ones to look at the trust and make a decision as to whether or not the trust is counter or excluded. Unfortunately, in this scenario, someone is wrong. So someone did not make the right decision. So again, this is another teaching moment where we can go to the person who made the incorrect decision and let them know why they made the incorrect decision. So hopefully that will not happen the next time. So again, we do look at all reevaluations. In addition to that, anytime the claimant appeals to the trust decision and they file the reconsideration, then Dana and I look at these cases as well. So in this situation, the field office technician determined the trust is countable. The trust reviewer agrees, yes, this trust is countable. But of course, the claimant or the representative disagrees. So they file the reconsideration. So on reconsideration, those cases also come to Dana and I for review. Because again, we want to make sure that we made the correct decision about this trust. Because we do do not want this trust have to go to the next appeal level before an ALJ, which could take, you know, quite a while. And so we want to make sure that we definitely have the right decision on that trust before that happens. Of course, if we agree that the trust is countable, then of course you have no other choice but to go to the next level. But we want to make sure that we're certain that it's countable before you have to take that step. Now, when needed, of course, as we mentioned earlier, the RTL does provide assistance to our trust reviewers if they have any technical questions. And of course, if necessary, we do reach out to our central office policy staff. I was glad to see Ken on this morning. He used to be one of those persons we would reach out to if we had any questions concerning policy, concerning trust. So Ken, we certainly miss you on that staff. And of course, if necessary, we'll contact our OGC, the Office of General Counsel, if we have additional questions that we need a legal opinion on. Okay, our next key player is the Office of Public Service and Operations Support, which we call OPSOS. And what they do, of course, they're in the headquarters as well, and they provide direction, they provide operational support, programmatic report, any administrative support that we need as far as the review process. And also, OPSOS supports the RTLs in the areas of trust policy application, make sure we're applying the policy correctly. If we need it, they provide training, they provide automation, and also they get involved when there's any egregious cases that require a resolution. Sometimes, for whatever reason, the question gets to headquarters about a trust.